White, J.E. White, Emma. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. September 17, 1894. Dear children, I had just returned last evening from Prospect Hill, Seven Hills, when I was told the Vancouver mail sails today. I shall only be able to get you a few lines on this steamer. I am usually well, if I do not overwork, then my head troubles me. Last Sabbath, Brother Belden, Emily Campbell, and your mother rode to Kellyville, 11 miles. The weather was good, rather cool. It is March with us. The orchards were still loaded with their yellow burden of oranges. The peach, plum, and several other fruit trees are now in bloom. The lemon orchards are loaded with fruit. We met the little church in Kellyville, and we had a precious meeting. Two of those who had taken their position on the truth had, through temptation, given up their faith. The wife of one was present at the meeting and wept all the time I was speaking. We have had a severe drought. These men, brothers, had an orange and lemon farm and land to cultivate. They invested several pounds in planting trees, but the drought dried up everything, and it was almost a total loss. They are in debt at the bank for £200, and cannot see any way, being young and inexperienced in the faith, but to go to work on the Sabbath. This they have done. Others are pressed with poverty, and they can get nothing to do. Last Wednesday, Brother Belden, Sister Belden, and Brother Stuart visited Brother James's family, who, I was told, had nothing to eat. We divided our store with them, peas, beans, flour, and several things which they gratefully received. Men are willing to do anything, and women will do what they can, washing or working in any line, but money is very, very close in this country. We also sent the children clothing. They are sound in the faith. They were at the meeting at Kellyville, and their faces were lighted with peace and the blessing of Christ. Others are being added to the church. A schoolteacher, his wife, and children have newly come to the faith. Sister Goodman lent them Great Controversy, Volume 4, and he became interested in it and has taken other books to read and is fully convinced of the truth. Still another has been converted to the truth, the uncle of Brother James and his wife. He was at the Kellyville Church. The Lord is working and the devil is not idle. I spoke words of comfort and hope and courage to the church, and then stepped into my phaeton and started on our homeward journey. We ate our dinner in the phaeton as the horses were traveling homeward. I had another appointment at Parramatta. We found we had but a few moments to spare to reach the church. We have a good two-horse team now and drove along very briskly. We found the church well filled, and I was not sorry that I consented to speak. Sister Price had encouraged a young man to come to the church with her. He is interested in the truth. He is a storekeeper. He wept much while I was speaking. We then had a social meeting, and many excellent testimonies were born. I was some weary riding to and from Kellyville, 22 miles, and then 3 miles to Parramatta. To our home and back made 29 miles. Yesterday, the meeting house just finished at Prospect Hill, 8 miles from Granville, was dedicated, and the little flock in that place, near Seven Hills, decided that Sister White must preach the dedicatory discourse. I consented. Brother Belden, his wife, Fanny Bolton, and your mother rode in the phaeton. The horses were full of life, and although we had to ascend 6 of the 7 hills, they made nothing of trotting up most of the long hills. Elder McCullough and Dr. Kellogg, who had just arrived from Sydney, were present. We had an excellent meeting. The little church was full, and its location was good, standing on elevated ground, plain as it well could be, but neat and well made. Tasteful hands had decorated the church with flowers and evergreens, and this adornment of the beautiful things in nature was a picture of loveliness. The Lord gave me of His Holy Spirit in speaking to the people. Neighbors and many of the people from Seven Hills, 3 miles distant, excellent, noble-looking people not of our faith, were present. How thankful we all were to state to those present that the church was dedicated to the Lord free from debt, and in these hard times. It seems to unbelievers a miracle of wonders. Brother Kellogg made the first prayer, and Brother McCullough the dedicatory prayer. Brother Wilcox, who labored so perseveringly to win the souls, 20 in number, was in Queensland with Elder Starr, engaged in the proclamation of the third angel's message. How he would have rejoiced could he have been present at the dedication. Parents and children in the Sabbath School, number 40. All are poor in this world's goods, but they are an intelligent-looking people, both parents and children. This is a precious work done for the Master, and angels in heaven rejoice. We hope to have Elder Daniels at the dedication, but there is a convention being held for all the churches in Melbourne now, for the benefit of the new churches raised up during the camp meeting and in the faithful work done for the Lord Jesus since the camp meeting. There was not one in the faith when the tent was pitched at Williamstown. The church there, I am told, numbers 30, in Brighton about 20, in Heathbourne the same number, 20. All these churches were to unite in this convention, with the church in Fitzroy, to give them further instructions. The meeting lasts 2 weeks. Willie, Elder Daniels, and Elders Corliss, Colcord, Rousseau, and Israel attend this meeting. They let Dr. Kellogg come here a few weeks before the camp meeting to be in Ashfield, 9 miles from Granville and 5 miles from Sydney. We would have been better pleased could the campground have been closer to Sydney, but grounds could not be obtained. We have good grounds, with a roomy cottage and barn on the grounds, which is a great advantage in saving expense in the putting up of buildings. The grounds join the premises of the orphans' home, where at the present time 60 infants are taken care of. These grounds are very nice, and the tents can be pitched in a grove of trees. Excellent shade is afforded by fine trees on the estate. Grounds are not as spacious as could be desired, yet it may be sufficient by adding other paddocks just across the road. I shall have a room in the house. It will be safest for me. I have much, very much, I should be pleased to write you, but have no time nor strength. Elder McCullough and myself have been left with the responsibilities of 4 churches to look after, and to visit and keep up meetings, and I thank the Lord for the strength which He has given me. I wish to use my powers discreetly. I want so much to complete the life of Christ, but with all the vineyard work there is to be done, I cannot write much. I would be pleased to see you, my children. Be assured the enemy will seek to oppose every effort you and your associates may endeavor to make, but you have one who is mighty, far more powerful than the whole host of the powers of darkness, and with him is victory. Truth presented in its simplicity will prevail, and the third angel's message will be proclaimed to the world. We want the deep moving of the Spirit of the Lord. We want every moment now to cling firmly to the arm of infinite power. Never let loose your hold of God. Walk humbly, prayerfully, as you have been doing. Walk trustingly and in faith, and the Lord will be to you and your associates in the work, a very present help in the time of need. While you strive to keep the way of the Lord, you are to have courage under trying circumstances, knowing that you are not working in your own finite strength, but cooperating with the heavenly intelligence. If the enemy seeks to cast his hellish shadow before your pathway, look beyond the darkness he creates, to Jesus, the Son of Righteousness. Satan will seek to intercept the light, that it shall not shine upon you, but let your faith rise upward and pierce the cloud and reach within the veil. There is the source of all light, all power, and he will give you the presence of angels who will scatter the cloud, the darkness roll back, and will reveal to you the Son of Righteousness. Be sure and put on the whole armor of God, and you will be impregnable to Satan's darts. Jesus Christ is your advocate. Keep a heart full of thankfulness to God,